It's time for Tonia's Kitchen, taking you around the world of food and wine. Here is Tonia King.
Thanks for joining me today. Well, if you've never been a fan of kale, you might change your mind after you try this next recipe from Suzanne Landry from her book called The Passionate Vegetable.
Tell me how to make those kale chips.
You have to use curly leaf kale because the curly leaves will grab the sauce. The sauce is made by putting in a good blender a whole chopped red pepper without the seeds.
Okay.
One juice of a whole lemon, about a half a teaspoon of sea salt. Now, you can add to it a half a teaspoon of garlic powder. You can add a little shot of cayenne. The basic recipe is lemon, salt, and red pepper. And then you blend that until you get this red liquid. Then you put a quarter of a cup of nutritional yeast in it, very high in B vitamins. You end up with this Velveeta-looking melted cheese. So after the nutritional yeast goes in, then you put a cup of raw cashews. They have to be raw. And you blend it until you don't see any of the cashew grit at all. That's your sauce. And you want to just strip the kale off the stem.
Okay.
By just holding the end of the stem, taking your fingers wrapped around the stem and doing one quick movement of pushing the leaf off the stem.
Sure.
You don't want to cut it up. You don't want to break it up. Take your leaves, put your sauce in the bowl, and work it with your hands. And then lay them out on a cookie sheet, a single layer. I put it in the oven at 200 degrees for 2 hours.
Get all the details. Visit The Daily Dish at toniaskitchen.com.